coming to sit comfortably. Palms together. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Saha Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastuma Vishavahai Shanti, shanti, shanti. So this morning, we will do the full level one practice. We will start with the lying down sequences of Tadiki Mudra and Pavana Muktasana. And then from there, we will continue on to all of the lying down practices and then the seated practices and follow that, adding in today Kapalabhati and Brahmhari. Okay, so let's begin by coming to lie comfortably on your back, just for two breaths. Slow breath in. And a slow breath out. And Tadiki Mudra, draw the legs together, palms flat on the floor by your sides. Inhale the arms up over your head to the floor behind you. Stretch out through the fingers, point the toes. Breathe slowly, lengthening the flow of the breath. One. Two, pushing the lower back and the upper back a little towards the floor. And three. Inhale one time. Exhale, slowly lower the arms down by your sides. Dvipadapitam, please bend your knees so your feet are flat on the floor. Scoot your shoulder blades together. Turn your thumbs towards the ceiling. Pull the lower belly slightly in. Inhale, lift the hips in the air. Keep your chin slightly down and your tongue resting against the roof of the mouth. One, two, three, four, and five. Slowly lower your spine to the floor. Spread the shoulder blades apart and rest your palms flat down. Push lower back towards the floor, coming into a little pelvic tilt. Exhale and lift your head and shoulders up. Look towards your navel, coming into the Nabhi Darshanam. Your hands are on the floor, reaching towards your heels. One, two, three, four, and five. Slowly come down. Straighten the legs out one by one. Turn the palms to face up. Breathe one time, slowly in. And slowly out. Pavana Muktasana. Please draw the legs together. Bend the knees so your feet are flat on the floor. This time your feet can come together. Draw the right knee in towards the chest. Interlace your fingers around the front of your shin. Push your shin forward and push your lower back down. Keeping contact, if possible, of your lower back with the floor, slowly stretch your left leg out. Relax the right knee in towards the chest and flex your right foot. Point the left toe. Exhale, touch your head up towards your knee. And breathe. One, two, three, four, five. Release the head down. Push the shin forward into your hands. Your lower back pushes down. Bend the left knee. And release your right foot next to the right foot next to the left foot. Bend the left knee in towards the chest. Interlace your fingers around your shin. Push your shin forward into your hands. Your lower back pushes down. Now extend your right leg slowly out. Rest the knee in towards the chest and flex your left foot. Point your right toes. Breathe here for a minute. Lengthening through the front of your right hip flexor. Exhale, touch your head up towards your knee and breathe. One, two, three, four. Push your right knee a little bit down. And five. Rest your head down. Push your shin forward into the hands. Your lower back pushes down. Lightly bend the right knee. Rest the left foot next to your right foot. Your hands come down. Stretch your legs out one at a time. Slow breath in. Slow breath out. And please bend your knees so your feet are flat on the floor, or keep your legs straight. We'll begin the abdominal breathing. You can come into a little bit of a pelvic tuck if you like. Bring your chin slightly down and rest your hands on the belly. Now the choices for the hand positions are one hand on the navel and your other hand directly placed on top of that hand, or spreading the fingers apart so your thumbs are at your lower ribs and your fingers are resting over the abdomen near the navel. For some people, this will be more comfortable with the hands spread. For other people, it will be more comfortable with the hands one on top of the other. Allow your students to choose the position they'd like to be in. The main thing here is we want to feel the belly moving up and down as we breathe in and out. So wherever the arms are relaxed, that is the right position for your students. The feet can be as wide as your hips or maybe just a touch wider. And if you'd like, the knees can come together. That's more comfortable for some people as well. So allow this option, either the knees apart or the knees together. So choose your leg position and your hand position. We'll inhale now for a count of five. And today we'll exhale for seven. Inhale for five. Exhale for seven. Inhale for five, the diaphragm flattens down. Exhale seven, the dome of the diaphragm rises up. Inhale, the diaphragm flattens down. Exhale, the diaphragm rises up. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale five. Exhale seven. Inhale five. Exhale seven. One more breath like this. Inhale five. Exhale, seven. Relax the hands down by your sides. If you'd like to straighten your legs out to rest your back and rest the legs for one breath, you can do so. You can really feel the effects of the breathing on the nervous system and the body by coming into Shavasana in between each practice. Now we'll bend the knees again, one by one. Let the knees rest together or stay apart. Bring your hands onto your waist, and then walk your hands to your lower ribs. Your thumbs can be pointing towards the floor and your other fingers pointing up towards the ceiling, the inner edge of your hand resting on the ribs, or you can rest your palms flat down on your lower rib cage. The ribs now move like a bucket handle out to the side as you inhale and expand. Exhale, a gentle pressure as you exhale. Squeeze the ribs just a little. Inhale, five, four, three, two, one. Exhale, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale, five, four, three, two, one. Exhale, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale for five. Exhale, seven. Inhale for five, articulating the motion of the ribs in your hands. Exhale, a light pressure. Pushing the hands gently down so the ribs come in towards the center line of the body. Inhale for five. Exhale for seven. Inhale for five. Exhale for seven. Three more breaths. Inhale for five. Feel your back ribs spreading on the floor. Exhale, the ribs come in towards the center line. Remember, we're not doing deep breathing, just long, slow, even breathing. Inhale, five. Exhale, seven. Last one, inhale for five. And exhale, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Rest the hands down by your sides. Stretch your legs out on the floor for a moment. Let the body rest as you breathe gently. Please bend your knees one by one so the feet come flat onto the floor. Make your legs comfortable, make your back comfortable. Cross your right hand over your chest so your fingers are your left collarbone. Left hand over the right hand, fingers at your opposite collarbones. And now when we inhale for five, the upper back pushes to the floor. And we exhale for seven, the ribs come down, the sternum comes down like a lever pushing back down towards the ribs, towards the heart. Inhale, the sternum lifts away like a lever and the upper back pushes down. Exhale, the sternum comes back down towards the heart. Inhale for five. Four, three, two, one. Exhale, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale for five. Exhale, 7. Inhale gently for 5. Exhale gently for 7. Sensitizing yourself to the flow of the breath. Inhale, 5. Exhale, 7. Inhale, 5. Exhale, 7. Try to keep the breath even from the start of the breath to the finish. Inhale. Smooth transition, exhale. Smooth transition as you inhale. Exhale, 7. Two more breaths. Exhale. Last one, inhale. And exhale. Rest your hands down by your sides. Straighten the legs out for one breath or two. And we'll bend the knees. Inhale, one arm over the head. Exhale, roll to your side. Rest here for a moment. Inhale, lightly push yourself up to sit. Come to a comfortable cross-legged position. And we'll add in a couple of preparatory positions today. The first is the yoga mudra. Hold your right wrist behind your back and inhale. Exhale, bend your head forward towards the floor. If your head doesn't touch, reach your arms out in front of you. Stretch your arms forward and lengthen your chest a little forward. And keep your head a little bit facing towards the floor. And if your head is on the floor, the hands stay on the back. Slow breathing here. You can feel as though all your thoughts are flowing out from the top of your head. And then we'll rise back up. Bring your hands back behind you, taking a big step back. You can come on the fingertips or the hands flat down. Lift the chest, extending your chest forward. Press the head back. Breathe here just a couple of times. And then bringing your head forward first, coming up to sit, resting the hands on the knees. Bring one hand on top of the belly, the other hand on top of that hand, letting the shoulders rest down. 2 minutes of resonance breathing, inhaling for 5 and exhaling for 7. Inhale, the belly moves forward. Exhale, excuse me, the belly moves in. Inhale for 5. Exhale, 7. Inhale, 5. Exhale, seven. Inhale, five, only the belly moves. Exhale, seven, the belly slowly comes in. Continue inhaling. Exhale the belly in. Inhale, the belly moves forward. Exhale the belly in. Keep your awareness in the nostrils as well and feel the unison of the breath coming in and the belly going out. And then the unison of the belly coming in and the breath going out. Breath coming in, belly going out. Exhale the belly in, the breath out. Two more like this. Exhale. Last one, inhale. Sensitizing yourself only to the movement of the belly and breath. Everything else is still. Rest the hands on the knees. Relax the breathing. Hands come on the waist. Walk the hands up to the ribs or rest your hands right on the lower ribs. Shoulders stay a little bit relaxed down. Inhale into your hands for five. Exhale, gently squeeze the hands in for seven. Like you're breathing into the lower lungs. Inhale for five. Exhale for seven. Inhale, the diaphragm expands to the sides. Exhale, the dome of the diaphragm rises up and the ribs come down. Inhale, the diaphragm spreads out 360 degrees. Exhale, the dome rises up and the ribs squeeze in. See if you can bring your awareness on this next inhalation to the ribs in the back of the body. Exhale, squeezing in for seven. Inhale for five, the ribs expand and the kidneys expand in the back of the body. Exhale for seven. Inhale five. Exhale seven. Three more, inhale five. Exhale seven. If you only keep your sides of the hands on the body, you can also try putting the hands just flat on the ribs to see how that feels also. Inhaling five. And this will give you a sensory experience of what it's like for the students who keep their hands on the front of the body. Exhale seven. It's It's always good to put yourself in the shoes or in the bodies of your students to see how things feel when they're done differently. Inhale, five. Exhale, seven. Remember, the important thing is the articulation of the movement of the lower ribs. Last one, tongue on the roof of the mouth. Inhale, five. Exhale, seven. Rest the hands on the knees, relax the shoulders, relax the posture a little too. Slow breathing. Let the breath fall into any natural pattern. You'll do one more resonance practice and then we'll stretch the legs out. And this one hand comes over the navel, maybe just a little bit above the navel, so your thumb is resting near your solar plexus. And one hand just a little bit over the heart, near the base of the throat. Inhale, the belly and then the chest rise. Feel the solar plexus expand too. And then the chest and then the belly come down. Inhale, the belly, solar plexus, and ribs. Exhale, the chest, ribs, and belly. Inhale. Exhale for seven. Feel the warmth of your hands on your body. Inhale. Exhale, seven. Inhale, slightly cooled air. Exhale, feel the air slightly warm. Inhale, feel the air is slightly cool. Exhale, the air is slightly warm. Inhale for five. Exhale for seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale for five. Exhale, seven. Two more breaths. Feel the weight of your hands on your body. Exhale. Last one, inhale for five. As you exhale, apply a gentle pressure of your hands on your body. Rest your hands down on your legs. Breathe comfortably. And now we'll stretch your legs out in front of you. Rest your hands behind you for a moment. And you can reach through your heels, point the toes if you like, move the legs a little side to side. Extend the chest up, lean the head back. Breathe here for a moment. And then we'll relax the spine, bring the head forward, straighten your feet, interlace your fingers and stretch your arms up, lengthening upwards and reaching through your heels. Breathe here for a moment. And exhale the arms down and cross the legs. Any comfortable position. Do one spinal twist, bringing one hand onto your knee, your left hand on the right knee, your right hand behind you. Twist a little bit towards the right and breathe here. And twisting to the opposite side, your right hand on the left knee, fingertips on the floor as you twist. And coming back to center, preparing for the alternate nostril breathing practices. Making the Nausicaa Mudra with your right hand and closing the thumb and forefinger of the left hand. The elbow can be a little bit bent if you're more comfortable with the arms straight, no problem. Do 2 minutes of single nostril breathing from the left side. Close the right nostril. Inhale slowly through the left. Exhale through the left for 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Remember, we're still doing the long, smooth breathing with the abdomen, ribs, and chest moving just through one nostril. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale for 5.
Exhale 7. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. One more. Inhale. And exhale. Rest the hand down to the knee. Breathe here for a moment. So sometimes, but not always, there's a tendency that when you close a nostril, you start to focus in the upper chest area for breathing. Just keep in mind that alternate nostril breathing is still abdomen, ribs, and upper chest breathing, upper chest, ribs, and abdomen on the exhale, but through one nostril at a time. So same breathing pattern, just through one nostril at a time. Nausicaa Mudra, Dhyana Mudra with the left hand. Close your left nostril. Inhale through the right. Exhale left. Through the right. Inhale for 5. Exhale 7. Inhale, focusing on the flow of the breath. Exhale on the relaxed release of the breath. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Move your awareness around your body to see how your body is responding to the breathing, where you might be holding tension. Breathing in. And breathing out. 3 more breaths. Inhaling. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Last one, inhale. And exhale. Rest the hand down on the knee. Let the breath fall into any natural pattern. Correct the posture a little if you need to by leaning slightly forward on the sit bones. And then sitting upright, relaxing the shoulders down, chin a little bit back and down. Top of the head lengthening up towards the ceiling and the tongue resting on the roof of your mouth. Alternate nostril breathing, Nasika Mudra with the right hand, left hand remains in Jnana Mudra. Close the right nostril, inhale through the left. Exhale right. Inhale through the right. Exhale left. That's one round. Inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. That's 2 rounds. Inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. Inhale left. Exhale right. Keep the facial muscles relaxed. Inhale right. Exhale left. That's 4 rounds. Inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale right. exhale left. Rest the hand on the knee. That's 5 rounds or 10 breaths. You can close the fingers. Sit quietly, let the breath relax into any natural pattern. And then one more time, we'll straighten the legs out before our last 2 practices. Spread the legs as wide as your mat. You can shake them out a little or push through your heels and point the toes. Reach your hands a nice big step back behind you. Lengthen the lower spine like you're lifting your kidneys up towards your ribs. Rest the head back. Breathe into the whole thoracic cavity. And relax the lower spine, bring the head forward, and we'll cross the legs for the last 2 practices. To release the arms, let's stretch the arms up one more time, interlacing the fingers and drawing the shoulders up by the ears. Press the palms up towards the ceiling or the sky. And then you can reach up through the fingers, straightening the arms, and exhale, slowly lower the hands down. Feeling the spine straight. Close the thumb and forefinger, preparing for Kapalabhati. 10 pumpings. Inhale and begin. Inhale for 5. Exhale 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Second round, inhale, 10 pumpings, abdomen only, begin. Long exhale on the last one. Inhale for 5 to the belly, ribs and chest. Exhale, chest, ribs and belly. Inhale for 5. Exhale 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Last round. Inhale and begin. Inhale for 5. Exhale 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Relax the breathing, relax the arms for a moment. And preparing for Brahmhari with Shanmukhi Mudra. Pinkies below the lips, ring fingers above your lips. Middle fingers rest on the nose. Lift the elbows. Index fingers hold your eyelids closed. Thumbs press on the tragus, closing the flap of the ear. Inhale. Exhale and hum. Inhale. Exhale, hum. Make the sound even from start to finish. One more round. Inhale. Chin a little down. Lengthen the spine. Hold the spine erect as you exhale and hum. One breath in Chanmukhi Mudra. Rest the hands down to the knees or to the lap. Sit quietly for a moment. Feel the effects of the Brahmhari and relax into that sensation. Then please straighten your legs out in front of you. Come to lie on your back and we'll rest for 3 minutes. Turn the palms to face up. Spread the legs, turn the palms open. If you're more comfortable resting with your knees bent, feet flat on the floor, you can do that as well. Allow the breathing to slow and become light. Feel where your body is making contact with the floor. And relax into that sensation, letting your awareness be present with where your body makes contact with the floor. Feel a sense of space in the joints of your body. And let your awareness merge into that sense of space. And let's lengthen the breathing a little. Wiggle the fingers and toes and rotate the wrists and ankles. Stretch the body any way you'd like to. And then we'll bend the knees. Roll over to one side. And still following the breath. Inhale, come up to sit. Cross the legs comfortably. palms come together. Om. Lokaha samastaha sukhino bhavantu. Lokaha samastaha sukhino bhavantu. Lokaha samastaha sukhino bhavantu. Om shanti shanti shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Rub the palms lightly together. Press the warm palms over the face, the eyelids. Pull the hands away from the face and gaze into your open palms, letting your awareness enter back into the external world. Okay, that concludes our practice for today. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in